674 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 642X, American State Trials. When she returned from the card party, money was discussed. She stated that if she left her husband in town, she would need a sum of money or securities or bonds that would yield $3,000 per annum. After the conference was over, I told her we would take it under advisement and see her further. As to the question of whether we led her to believe on that occasion that we would give her money if she left town, I don't think we led her to believe it, Mr. Cooper. However, in developing the plot, we avoided it as much as possible or doing anything that would arouse suspicion because I wanted to keep them going until they reached the end of it. The next conversation with Mrs. Hirsch after that was on Sunday over the telephone when she told me her husband had arrived in the city and had also left that Sunday. I thought you included telephone conversations in your question. I requested her to call me over the telephone. Then the next personal conference I had with her was on Tuesday morning when Asa Candler Jr. was present. That was the last conversation I had with her. The reason I called Asa Candler Jr. in was that my brother George was at the other conference, and I called Asa Candler Jr. to hear what she had to say at the last conference, and she met us at the last conference at my solicitation. I did not on that occasion hold out any inducements to her that we would pay her money if she left town. I think she thought she was going to get it. I don't think it required any urging to get her to believe she was going to get it. I think they thought they were going to get it. I have narrated the first and second conferences with Cook. The third conference was on Saturday afternoon when we walked from Thrower's office down to the lower end of Alabama Street, and it was held there nearly opposite the headquarters of the fire department. I met him at Thrower's office, but had no conversation with him there. I did not go into Thrower's office. He never made any demand on me for money on that occasion. He was standing at the entrance of Thrower's office, and there are plate glass doors there, and no private office in Thrower's office that I know of. And I motioned to him, and he came outside immediately to the sidewalk, and we walked off down the street to talk. I never suggested to Cook that he get the woman out of town. I never offered him anything to get her out of town. Cook was the man who wanted us to get her out of town. I never did offer Cook any money to get her out of town, nor for any other purpose, and Cook never made any demand for money on me to get her out of town. I controlled these conferences, and Candler had nothing to do with them. I mean Mr. Candler Sr. The conferences I had with Cook were in the absence of Mr. Candler. The demand of Mr. Cook on Mr. Candler was made directly to him and in my absence. No demand was made on me in the absence of Mr. Candler.